And let's move now from party politics to party music. In 1958, a young rockabilly performer recorded what became one of the biggest hits of her career.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving in a groove is gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. Put Wanda Jackson on the map. With her bright red lipstick, dangly earrings, and high heels, Wanda Jackson was edgy for her time. She dated Elvis Presley, and with his encouragement became one of the first female rock and rollers. Now, more than 50 years later, Jackson is updating her sound with help from one of today's bright stars, Jack White of the White Stripes. They collaborated on an album called The Party Ain't Over.
Well, it's Saturday night.
In this new album, Jackson performs country, gospel, and rockabilly tunes, all with her trademark growl. Jack White is the producer here, sometimes plays as well. The collaboration began when White invited Wanda Jackson to record a couple of songs in his Nashville studio. He wanted to cut a single in a medium that is dear to Jackson's heart, the vinyl 45.
I said, oh, happy day. To have that 45 single in my hand again was really a trip for me.
So Jackson came to the studio, a 73-year-old grandmother and born-again Christian, and she was not thrilled with the song Jack White had selected for her, an Amy Winehouse tune about infidelity.
Well, at first I said, he's got to be kidding. He wants me to record this. You know, I thought, I don't think it'd be very believable in the first place, but he seemed a little bit insistent.
I told you I was trouble. You know I'm no good.
I describe Jack when I'm asked how is he to work with. Describe him as a velvet-covered brick. I mean, you're not getting away until you get it the way he wants it and what he's hearing up in his head.
I just wanted to show that, you know, age don't matter.
That's Jack White.
She can still sing a song just as good as in the 50s just right now, and the attitude can still be carried forth. You know, not in a cute novel way either. I mean, for real.
When you
Jack White is 35 years old. He says he was a teenager the first time he heard Jackson's music.
So wild and so just abrasive, you know. I can't imagine what it must have sounded like when that came out back then. That must have been pretty, it pricked up some ears around the country.
Wanda Jackson was a rock and roll pioneer as a younger woman, and she still is today as an older woman fronting a hard-hitting rock band.
Golly, I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
Wanda Jackson's new album is called The Party Ain't Over, and you can listen to it at our website, nprmusic.org.
He's got the